हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिःशृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भूत्वा भोगांस्तविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः या सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परम ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिजविषयान् प्राश्य भोगांस्तविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा त्वा सर्वविशेषान् गुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः पातु अद्वैतं सत्यं द्वैतं मिथ्या द टीचिंग इज ओवर But Gaudapadacharya will not be happy to say that. Advaitam satyam, if we say, it is not enough for him. Advaitam eva satyam. Just to add that one eva, to emphasize the teaching, to be clear in our understanding, he presents this teaching here from the 19th. 18th Karika onwards, he's been negating the views of others who have the theory of creation, who claim themselves to be propounders of systems of philosophy, and presenting their own causes and proving how the universe is a karyam effect. And first of all, Gaudapadacharya's the main teaching is what? There is no Karnakarya Sambandaha. There's no such a thing called relationship between cause and effect. And to negate that, he gave different examples. Saying relationship, presenting relationship between cause and effect is like Vishanavat, Shashavishanavat, it is like rabbit's horn, it is like, two horns going simultaneously going on the head. Head of the cow, etc. He gave different examples. So, there's no relationship possible. Two reasons he gives. One is, because they're not two independent things. Relationship is not possible between two. They're not two. Because effect is always non-separate from the cause. Effect being non-separate from the cause, cause being non-separate from the effect, they are not two. Advaitam. Not being the two, relationship is not possible. Relationship requires at least a second thing. Second thing is not there. Therefore, relationship is not possible. Again, the effect, something called an effect, what is within Ikkodiyak? Something said to be the effect absolutely cannot be established at all, because establishing the effect is possible only if the cause becomes established. The cause itself cannot be established. Even the so-called relative cause, relative effect also cannot be established, because absolutely there is no effect can be established, because there is no such thing called absolute cause. The non-originating, beginningless, uncaused, causeless, cause is not there at all. It is not possible to establish. If at all, hypothetically accepting their view, somebody tries to establish also, then there will be a problem of infinite regression. Why? Because anything which is said to have the status of being the cause must undergo a change to be an effect. If it has to undergo change means, then it cannot be eternal, because it must have its own cause. It must have a beginning also. Anything which has a status of being the cause must have the beginning, being a product of some other cause, in order to be a cause of something else. These are the points very clearly pointed out. Therefore, there is no karanam, there is no karyam. It's made very clear. Even in Vedanta Shastram, even it is presented, the Brahman is presented as the karanam also. Jagat is presented as the karyam also. It is just to help us understand the non-separateness of Brahman from the Jagat. Once you understand the fact how the reality Brahman is non-separate from the Jagat, that's all. The causal status attribute has served its purpose. Immediately, we negate everything. It's only for, as a prakaranam, as a prakriya, as a method in which it is used. But other Vaidikas who take it as real and who try to establish the state that there is a karanam, maya is the karanam, the jagat is the karyam, etc. And they will have this problem. So all these Vaidikaha, Tarkikaha and Vaidikaha. The logicians, you can say logicians who accept Veda Shastram, and also the Vaidikas who accept only Shastram as the Veda Shastram as the Pramanam, all of them who have their own theory of creation, concept of creation, all their views, Gaudapada Acharya negates completely. Just presenting these facts. Lot of repetition. So, we saw the 20th Karika. Let's go back to the class again. We were reading Shankar Bhagatpada's Bhashyam there. In the 20th Karika, Pura Pakshi presents his go to the verse again. Pura Pakshi, giving the example of seed and sprout, and he wants to state that seed being, of course, relatively day-to-day experience for the transaction purpose. For the purpose of transacting in the world, we do say seed is the cause of the sprout. And again, the sprout, when it goes into a full-fledged plant, it does become the cause of the seed also. Relatively. This is obvious, it is experience. So based on this experience, based on what is accepted in day-to-day transaction, for the transactional purpose, the Pura Pakshi presents his, again, this argument, and giving it example, Bijang Kurakhyaha Drishtantaha. Okay. So that example, Pura Pakshi's view is presented by Shankaracharya, and then that view is negated by Gaudapadacharya in the 20th Karika. How does he negate? He says, even the very example, isn't it? The example itself is unproved example, unestablished example. Even example which is given must be already established example. Even in the example, it is not possible for anyone to state, prove which came first, whether the plant came first or the seed came first. It is not possible to establish. Therefore, the anaditvam, the beginninglessness of the so-called seed or the sprout cannot be established at all. Then, which is yet to be proved, and giving something as an example which is yet to be proved, for something which is yet to be proved, it becomes illogical, it is inappropriate. That's what he says in the 20th Karika. We are seeing the Bhashyam there, and Shankara Bhagavatpada elaborates on that. How he elaborates? See, if I say this is the given seed, let me give the example, make it very clear. This is seed, and from this seed alone, okay, a given seed, the tree has come, and from this tree again, this same seed has come back. No, we are not saying that way. The one seed becomes the cause, from the seed one tree comes, and on that tree, another seed comes which becomes the cause of another tree. Like that. Isn't it? Suppose if a person has the body maintenance complex in this Janma, this is the product of the previously earned Punya Papam, and this body maintenance complex becomes the, from the future Punya Papam. This is how Punya Papa, the results of actions, karma phalani, and the body maintenance complex become mutually cause and effect. This is what he says. And so that then when he says, you are using a lot of words, you are just simply presenting beautiful words and then really making fun of what we say, and then this is what we mean. The same thing cannot be the cause. Isn't it? There is a parampara, succession of, there's a flow of this cause-effect connection, which is beginningless, what he says. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada, we saw that much yesterday's class. Clear? Now we come to this today's class. I'm going to read the Bhashyam. Okay, Swamiji, can you send the number? Page number, I don't have the book.
So we are in page 478.
The Bhashyam of the...
The last paragraph, Samji, right? Of the Bhashyam of Karika 20. The first paragraph we did.
Yeah. So the question part you have seen, the answer part you have to see. No, the second part. Already Shankaracharya has made very clear in his Pura Pakshi's answer, the question has been answered. Evam purvaha purvaha ankuraha bijam cha puram puram adimat eva iti pratyekam sarvasya bijankura jatasya ఆదిమత్వాత్ కశ్చిదపి అనాదిత్వ అనుపత్తి. వాట్ హీ సేస్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్, పూర్వపూర్వ అంకుర, ఎవ్రీ ట్రీ ది ప్లాంట్, హీ మీన్స్ అ స్ప్రౌట్, ఓకే, ఎవ్రీ స్ప్రౌట్ విచ్ కెన్ బికమ్ ది ప్లాంట్, ఓకే, హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్, దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అ కాజ్, అండ్ ఎవ్రీ సీడ్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్. The standpoint of the tree, seed has a beginning. The standpoint of the seed, the plant has a beginning. Therefore, one has a beginning means adimatvam. We cannot talk about the beginninglessness of the cause. So, anadimatva anupapattihi hetu palayoho. What does he say? There is impossibility of the cause and effect having the status of being beginningless. Is it clear? Very clear. Even if you say the previous karma is the cause of the present body, the present body is the cause of the future karma, still there is a error. What is the error? There is no error. The reason is there is no cause. You cannot establish the beginninglessness of the anadimatvam. Anadimatvam, beginninglessness of the cause cannot be established at all, because from the standpoint of the seed, the plant has the beginning, the sprout has the beginning. The sprout, which is going to become the plant, full-fledged plant, a tree, and which is going to be the cause of the next seed, from the standpoint of that plant, the seed has a beginning. Which means everything which is looked upon as the cause has a beginning also. Therefore, because they have beginning, beginninglessness of the cause and effect cannot be established. It is not possible. There's impossibility of proving the beginninglessness of the cause and the effect, because the cause has a beginning from the standpoint of the, isn't it? Effect has a beginning from the standpoint of the cause also. Having said that, now again Purupakshi comes with some small, sadly, again, he has some purupakham objection. What's objection? Atha bijankura santatehe anadimattvam iti chet. Somehow he wants to talk about the beginninglessness of something. Okay? Other than Brahma, we cannot talk about the beginninglessness of anything. So now he says, okay, let me not talk about the beginninglessness of the plant, or beginningless of the seed. Instead, can I say there's a santati? The santati is a succession. Santatihi, succession. There is a lineage, like, you know, santatihi. There is a perpetuation. There's a beginninglessness of the perpetuation or succession of this seed sprout cause-effect relationship. Bijankura santateha anadimattvam. This has been their beginning. It is called what now? Beginninglessness of the constant continuous flow of simultaneous existence of cause and effect. What he says. Iti chet, can I say this? He doesn't say firmly. If I say this, Shankaracharya's answer. Na, ekatva anupapattehe. What are you talking? There is impossibility of, you know, impossible. Why? Because santatihi, when you say succession, perpetuation means perpetuation is not of one single thing, isn't it? When you talk about santatihi, perpetuation, succession must be of more than one thing. What comes first, what comes later. You cannot talk about only one thing. So, he says, it is not right to talk about the beginninglessness of the santati, because santati is not of one given single thing. It is not, there's impossibility of talking about the oneness of the thing in santati. Therefore he says, Nahi Bijankura Vetirekena Bijankura Santatihi Nama. Eka Pyubhagamyate. Eka Santatihi Nama Eka Na Abhyupagamyate. There's no such a thing called santati, beginninglessness of santati. Bijankura santatihi nama eka nahi abhyupagamyate. Without the seed, see, without the seed, without the sprout, okay, something succession. You cannot talk about the santati, succession, the beginninglessness of santati, succession. If you say there's beginninglessness of santati, what does it mean? Beginninglessness of the succession of what, you have to ask. Of body and karma, of universe and Brahma, of something. Whenever succession is talked about, santati is talked about, santati of whom? Santati of what? Lineage, perpetuation, santati, succession of what? The question has to be asked. When the question is asked, you have to say what? Without the bija, seed and the sprout. Bijankura vyatirekena. Bijankura santatihi nama eka na abhyupagamyate. Isn't it? It is not establishable at all of succession of the sprout and the seed without the seed and the sprout. Which means when you bring the seed and the sprout, you have to again ask which came first. It is not possible to establish. Why? Because there is no such a thing called a cause at all, relatively also. Because there is no absolute cause. For transaction purposes, we can say this is a cause. What that comes first, but anything which comes first is seen as the cause, which comes later is seen as the effect, only for transaction purpose. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called cause which is beginningless. So, hetu pala santatihi va tad anadittvadibhi. Anadittvadibhi. So he says, hetu pala santatihi na abhyupagamyate. Even people who talk about the beginninglessness of the cause and the effect, okay, definitely, even for them, there cannot be some beginninglessness of the succession, something called succession independently. Succession must be of something. It must be connected with the cause and the effect only again. Then, nonetheless, it is not possible. Is it clear now? That is what. Tasmat. Now he concludes. Atla he concludes. Before he concludes, he says, Tasmat. Suktam hetoho palasyacha anadihi katam taihi upavarnyate iti. Yes, suktam means what? It has been very clearly said, very well said before itself. It has been already proved, it has been already explained, okay, mentioned. Hetoho palasyacha anadihi, beginninglessness of the cause and the effect. How the beginninglessness of the cause and the effect is explained by those people. Means what? They cannot explain at all. Beginninglessness of the cause and the effect cannot be explained at all by those people. Tathacha anyadapi anupapattehe na chalam. Therefore, we have no intention of making any fun of you or teasing the other views. We have to be very practical in presenting because we can't compromise with the facts. Isn't it? See, sometimes we are very emotional and we feel sorry for people. We can do all that. We can be very compassionate if we can have a concern. The question of fact comes, we cannot compromise with facts and dharma. Isn't it? Compassion should not be mistaken for weakness. This is a problem. Sometimes, because of emotional leaning, sometimes people accommodate a lot of nonsense things. This is where Shastra is very, very important. Isn't it? If you're really a straightforward being, you don't go get out of the topic. Taihi tasmate suktam hetoho palasyacha anadihi katam taihi kai taihi katam upavarnyate. How is it established? How is it explained by those people, the beginninglessness of the cause and effect? When he asks the question, he means it is impossible for them to explain the beginninglessness of the cause. Don't think I'm repeating, okay? I'm just rereading what Shankar Bhagavatpada says, what Gaudapada Acharya says, because this has to go after listening to Alatha Shanti Prakaranam classes. You cannot even dream also, you should know there's no cause, a thing called cause which is beginningless. So much of Tathacha anyadapi anupapattehe na chalam iti abhiprayaha. Okay, we go to the next one. So santatihi also, okay, there's no beginninglessness of the cause, there's no beginninglessness of the effect, and therefore there's no beginninglessness of what? Santatihi also. That has been made very clear. He says, Nacha loke sadhyatamaha sadhyasamaha hetuhu sadhya siddhau siddhi nimittam prayujyate pramana kushalaihi. He says, all this, no, the pramana kushalaha means the people who are expert, you know, expert thinkers, great thinkers, and who are capable of, you know, pramana kushalaha means people who are expert in presenting the logical, you know, the reasoning. The expert, people who are expert in presenting their reasoning, the expert logicians, by them, in order to establish something, the example they give must be established example, isn't it? The proved example. Loke in this world, sadhya samaha hetuhu. The example which is given, like sprout and seed, etc., which itself has said to be proved, that is not, that is, the example which has not yet been proved is not given as, okay, to prove something which is said to be established, isn't it? So, it is not, such a thing is not done by expert logicians. He said, you're all expert logicians, not ordinary people, great thinkers. How is it possible for you, the expert logicians, to give, okay, unestablished example to establish something which is something else? So, hetuhu iti drishtantahatra abhipretaha. See, in the sentence, the word hetuhu means cause. But here, hetuhu, he means as the example. Drishtantaha. Gamakatvat. Why? Because the example also has to be established. And what is this cause also has to be established. Example is not established. Cause is not established. If it cannot be established at all, what they mean by santati also is not establishable. Prakrutaha hi drishtantaha na hetuhu iti. So here, even if we take the example itself for discussion, take the example for discussion, the example itself, what now, cannot be established. Isn't it? When you take the example for discussion and analyze it, and that itself cannot be established. That's all. We don't need to waste our time to go what they want to establish through this example. That's the meaning. With this, 20th Karika is over. What have you understood 20th Karika? The Purapakshi thought, he will say, based on our day-to-day experience in the world of transactions, can't we say there is a constant succession, the beginningless succession of flow of cause and effect? He wants to say that. No, that's also not possible. See, all possibilities are really negated here. No, 21st Karika. We'll go to 21st Karika here.
The hetu is the santati.
Santati also is not, you can't talk about, he says santati, but there's no beginninglessness of santati also. Except Brahman, there's nothing which is beginningless. Everything is a beginning. Everything has an end also. When you say beginning and end means, it is as though only, mithya. Beginninglessness of the cause cannot be established. Therefore, we don't need to worry about the effect at all. Cause itself, not, there's no effect, such a thing called effect now. So where's the question of the santati? Santati again is of the cause and effect only. Therefore, we had to go. Santati also cannot be established. Like what? Even the example also. He gives example as a santati. He wants to say there is beginninglessness of the succession of seed tree, you know, seed tree connection. That is not possible. You can talk about a santati only of what? The seed has a beginning. Because it comes from the effect, the sprout. The sprout has the beginning, it comes from the cause, the seed. They both have beginning. Both have beginning means both have an end also. Which means there's no such a thing called beginningless cause. That is what, beginninglessness alone is negated here. We are not negating the relatively, okay, you say call something, cause something, effects, all mithya. But beginninglessness, when you say unborn cause, when you say, you're talking about something timeless. There's no such thing called beginningless cause. Because secondlessness has to be established. And oneness has to be established. Non-duality has to be established. Therefore, we have to say there's no creation, there's no body, there's no jiva, there's no jagat, there's no Ishvara, there's only Brahma. And everything is as though. What is as though is non-separate from Brahma. That is what has to be established. So for that, all this has to be made very clear. Thorough study, thorough understanding. Nowhere should be any doubt be there. That's why it said mananam portion. Okay, so in this, the 22nd Karika, at the 21st Karika, we're going to see now. So Shankar Bhagavad introduces the Bhashyam here. Katham buddhaihi ajatihi paridipita. Ajatihi means what? Non-creation, non-origination. non-origination, which means there is no creation at all of anything. How that the creation being not there, how it is revealed, how it is made very clear, how it is brought to light. Katam ajatihi paridipita buddhaihi. Ajatihi is a feminine gender word. That's for ajatihi buddhaihi katam paridipita. Who are the buddhaha means what? The wise people. Please make a note. The word buddhaha does not mean a Buddhist. The word buddhaha means a learned person. Buddhaha means highly intelligent, learned thinkers. All these philosophers are giant philosophers, you know. Amazing. That's why great logicians, not ordinary people. And that's why by so-called people of, not the learned people, they themselves presenting the different views, okay, and mutually, Shankaracharya is very happy about it. Gaudapadacharya is very happy about it. What he says, actually the 21st content of the 21st Karika is very close to what has been already presented in the 19th Karika. Okay, 19th Karika's content alone is repeated here in the 21st Karika. So, what did he do there? The Sankhya philosophers and Vaisheshika philosophers. Okay, the Sankhya Sankhyaha, Yoga philosophers, Nyaya Vaisheshikaha, we can say all of them, you know, all of them have been already, their view has been negated. But how negated? Gaudapadacharya did not have to work too hard to negate them. He only said how they themselves mutually pointing out their errors, the logical fallacies, they themselves negated and refuted each other. It's been very clear. Again, therefore what? There is definitely no such a thing called relationship between karanam and karyam. Karana karya sambandha nasti. Why there's no sambandha nasti? Because the beginninglessness of the cause cannot be established at all. You can talk about the relationship only if they are two. First, cause itself cannot be established. Where is the question of talking about the effect? Therefore, what we can say, if we say the whole entity of the cosmos, we can say the individual jivas and the jagat and Ishvara, anything you talk about, here nothing has been created. There's no creation of jiva, there's no creation of jagat, there's no creation of anything. It's only manifestation of the only reality, Brahma. That is why we say, suppose doubt comes, no? The universe, it is very difficult for us to say it is not there when you are experiencing something. Because we are all the time experiencing the world of duality, or experiencing the world, enjoying the world, interacting with the world, it is very difficult to say this world is mithya. It is as though. How is it possible to say as though when it is available for experience? You have to remember here, just because you are experiencing the sunrise, we do not take it as reality. So experienceability alone should not be taken as a criterion for the reality. Just because we're experiencing the sunset, we don't take it as sunset to be the reality. Just because we're experiencing the water and the dry land, mirage water, we don't take it as the reality. We know it is only mirage water, isn't it? It's not real. So in spite of the world having the status of being the experienceable also, still it is not real. We do not say it is unreal. The problem is, if we say the world is unreal, it's a problem. We do not say the world is unreal. Na tucham, we're experiencing. At the same time, it is not as real as you think. It is not absolutely real. It is as though real, objectively real, empirically real, functionally real, practically real, but absolutely it is not real. Why? It has no independent existence of it itself, its own. That's why the whole world of duality experience, in spite of being experienceable, it has to be reduced to what? Non-substantial nama-rupa karmani. Very sad to say this, isn't it? But it's a fact. Not sad. Why should you feel sad? It's a fact. Where sad means we're emotional. No, we had to accept it. That is why, beautiful thing. You know what is maturity? Being able to understand the fact is maturity. Being able to understand the fact, having understood the fact, being able to accept the fact as a fact is maturity. Now, not able to accept means some, that is, okay, some emotional issue, problem. You have to sort it out. That's why Shastram gives a lot of time for our growth, you know. Sometimes the bitter facts have to be accepted, understood, not bitter. Again, bitterness is how we perceive it. Okay, so here, very important thing. If the world is mithya, even though the world is experienced, still it is mithya, it is not real. It has no independent existence, which means the world enjoys the status of being existent, being the experienced, being the known, which means it can never be experienced independently. Whenever the world is experienced, what is that which has to be experienced simultaneously with the experienced world is the experiencer consciousness. See, and whenever you're experiencing any opaque thing, experience of the opaque thing is never one thing. This, the simultaneous experience of the illuminator light and the illumined opaque thing. Experience, cognition, knowledge, perception. When you say any word, all these nouns, they involve two things. One is the variable object, one is invariably present the experiencer consciousness. Like how in experiencing any number of opaque things, isn't it? Our cognition or perception of any number of opaque things, along with variable opaque things, what is invariably perceived, known, cognized is the invariably present light. Is it? Therefore, there's no such a thing called independent existence of the experienced world. The world has no independent existence at all of its own. The existence of the illuminator light, invariably present, non-distinguishably present. The illuminator, existence of the illuminator light is the existence of the illumined opaque thing. Okay, existence enjoyed by every opaque thing is what? Existence of the light only. Light is the existence of every opaque thing. In the same way here, the known world of duality, the known world of plurality of countless number of forms, names and objects enjoys the existence of the knower consciousness, experiencer consciousness. The known world does not have existence of its own at all. isn't it? Therefore, existence of the illuminated consciousness is the existence of the illumined world of duality. Therefore, this is the knower conscious, the consciousness which has the temporary knower qualification is the very existence of the experienced world of duality. Therefore, what? Consciousness, Atma, Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. That is why we say there is Adhishtitam, Adhishtanam. Consciousness is the Adhishtanam, Jagat is the Adhishtitam. Isn't it? Because supported. Inseparable. Okay. And here, we should not say consciousness lends existence to the world. We must change it. What? I am the knower. I, the knower, am consciousness. And I, the consciousness, am in the inseparably with this experienced world. That is very important. The problem is, when you say consciousness, you make it a third person. You know, existence of consciousness is the existence of the world. We should not be saying anymore. We should say what? I, the consciousness, am inseparable existence of the world. The world is never separate from me. I am never separate from the world. Understand? I, the consciousness, am with the world in the unmanifest world. I, the consciousness, am with the world manifested also. The unmanifested world also remains inseparably with me. In me, the manifested world also inseparably in me. In me, say in me, I mean the consciousness. Isn't it? Because already you, I should be dissolved in consciousness. No I there. It's only consciousness. Therefore, but still we had to relate, so we had to say this. From the standpoint of consciousness, we must see when the Jagat is manifest, also in awareness. Unmanifest also is in awareness. That's why it is unmanifest, we call it cause. When it is manifest, we call it effect. What is the cause and effect? Cause is also mithya, effect is also mithya. Therefore, there is no cause and effect. Mithya means what? Non-separate. We say, it's only from, isn't it? In Kena Upanishad, very beautifully in Shankaracharya's commentary, very beautifully it is explained. The whole Jagat, manifest is the karyam, unmanifest, avyaktam is karanam. Avyaktam is maya shakti. Manifest is knowledge, that is Jagat. And for both, maya also has no independent existence. Karanam has no independent existence. Therefore, it is non-separate from consciousness. Karyam also is non-separate from consciousness. Karanam, karyam, both being non-separate for consciousness. There is no karanam, there is no karyam, there is only Brahma. Understand now? This must be very clear before we go to this karika. So, karana, karya, vyatiriktam, Brahma. And therefore, there's no, from the standpoint of Brahma, there's no karanam, there's no karyam. There's only Brahma. Okay. So, this is the fact. This happens to be the fact. Naturally, other philosophers, with their limitations, in spite of their being very brilliant logicians also, still they themselves mutually pointing out the fallacies, logical fallacies in their views, they negate and refute each other. Okay. So that is what Gaudapada Acharya happily wants to show in the Karika, how they popularize, they themselves make this ajatihi being the fact. What they don't accept is made, no, being the fact is made clear by those people. Okay, let's see the 21st karika now. Purvaparaparijnanam. 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 Ajate paridipakam. Ajate paridipakam. Ajate paridipakam. Ajate paridipakam. Jayamanadhi vai dharmat. Jayamanadhi vai dharmat. Katham purvam nagrihyate. Katham purvam nagrihyate. Katham purvam nagrihyate. Katham purvam nagrihyate. This is one sentence. Purva apara aparijnanam. Purva means the cause. Apara means effect. That which comes first is the cause. That which comes later is the aparam is the effect. Purva parayoho aparijnanam. So what comes first, what comes later? Isn't it? Means what? Purva parayoho aparijnanam is lack of clarity of the order of what comes first and what comes later. So lack of clarity means what? Ignorance. Aparijnanam. The lack of the clear knowledge. Lack of clear knowledge, okay, of the cause and effect. Lack of clear knowledge of what comes first, what comes later. Means what? Not being able to establish the cause itself is what? Paridipakam itself becomes the revealer. So ignorance of the order of what comes first and what comes later itself is the revealer of non-creation, non-origination, or the birthlessness. This is the meaning of the first sentence, literal meaning of the first sentence. Then he says, Jayamanadhi vai dharmat. See, the word dharmaha here, please make a note. Gaudapada Acharya's words are my God. He uses any word for anything. We have to be very careful. Of course, no, he has his own reason why he used the term dharmaha. We are getting into the details why he used the word dharmaha. Dharmaha means anything, any individual being, any individual entity, any individual thing, any entity here. So, Jayamanat dharmat. Purvam na grihyate. Purvam here means what? The cause. See, how these people who talk about the originating entity, originating effect, how do they not see? How do they miss what is before that which originates? If you talk about the origination, you must see what is that which is there before. Isn't it? Purvam, Purvam is what? That which exists before the origination is Purvam. Is it clear? The word Purvam here means that which exists before the origination of something. So, Jayamanat Dharmat Katam na grihyate, katam hi vai na grihyate. How is it possible for them not to see that which exists before the origination of any entity? Why is it not known? Why is the cause which exists before the origination of something not seen, not grasped, not perceived? Which means, what he wants to say here is, they can't establish this way, they can't show. In this 21st karika, he says now, let us see the bhashyam here. So, purva apara aparijnanam. Please make note. Purva apara aparijnanam means ignorance of. Okay, number.
Page 479.
Page, you're all following the verse number 21. Okay. So, purva apara aparijnanam means ignorance, the lack of clear knowledge of the order itself becomes the supportive revealer of the birthlessness. So he is asking, Jayamanat Dharmat Purvam Katham Vaina Grihyate. How is it that which exists before the origination of the entity, originating entity, is not known, not grasped by you? This is the question. There's a question is what? They cannot do, find, understand, arevatik cause. That is the meaning. So the Bhashyam makes it very clear. Let's see the Bhashyam. Yadu yetadu hetu phalayoho purva apara aparijnanam taticha yetadu ajatehe paridipakam avabodhakam ityarthaha. See, without even making any effort, when they themselves, philosophers, try to establish their own view, okay, they're not able to arrive at the cause. So that itself, so he, Shankaracharya says here, aparijnanam, he is addressing all the philosophers, says, the ignorance on the part of the philosophers of what comes first, what comes later, what precedes, what comes later. In this, in what, in this cause-effect relationship, hetu phalayoho purva apara aparijnanam. So the ignorance, the lack of clear understanding of what comes first, what comes later, what precedes and what follows, in this cause-effect relationship itself, that itself, what now, establishes, the proves, what now, that is no cause is born. No, there's no cause which is, from which something originates. There's no effect also. Which means what? Definitely no karma is originates. No body mind complex originates. Which means there's no real origination, creation of anything. This is what first sentence says, the not being able to arrive at what the cause is itself is the proof for not being able to establish the effect. Thereby, that itself becomes the proof for their having to accept the non-origination, the birthlessness, non-creation, the creation being not there of anything. Isn't it? See, all these philosophers are choicelessly forced to accept the ajatiwada. That's what he means. Okay. Now, the second line explains the first line. First line is very clear, isn't it? Jayamanaha hi chet dharmaha grihyate katam tasmat purvam karanam na grihyate. If suppose anything is said to be born as an effect, and how is it not possible for them to find out the cause? You suppose the universe, example if it is, the universe has originated. Set universe has originated means, then for it must be able to say that where it has come from. They cannot say that. The person who can definitely talk about the effect must be able to find out, must have seen the cause without having become very clear about the cause. He cannot talk about the birth of something, isn't it? See, the 21st karika will be explained by the 22nd karika. Again, I'll tell you. So towards the end, Shankaracharya says, avashyam hi jayamanasya grahitra tajjanakam grahitavyam. The person who really sees the origination of something, that person should see the source of its origination. But what happens? Janya janakayoho sambandasya anapetatvat. Very important sentence. Janya janakayoho anapetatvam asti. Anapetatvam. Very important sentence in Shankaracharya's commentary here. Janya janakayoho anapetatvam asti. What does it mean? Anapetatvam. Non-separateness. See, apetatva means being away, Swamiji. Anapetatvam, not being away, non-separateness. There is non-separateness of that which originates from the source of its origination. Janyam means that which originates, that which is born. Janakam means the source of origination. Janya janakam, janya janakayoho. Sambandasya anapetatvat. See, the relationship is negated. Relationship between cause and the effect is negated because of the non-separateness of the effect from the cause. Why the relationship is negated? Please don't think I'm repeating. Shankaracharya is saying, I'm translating his bhashyam. This anapetatvam, due to the non-separateness of that which originates from the source of its origination, there cannot be relationship between Janyam and Janakam. Is it clear? Let me give the example. The pot is, the pot is Janyam. Clay is Janakam. Janakam is the source of origination. Janyam is that which is originated, born. The born entity is pot. Janakam is clay. And between pot and clay, Janya Janakayoho, there is no relationship. Sambandha is not there. The relationship is negated. Why negated? Because of anapetattvam. Because of the non-separateness of pot from the clay. Because of the non-separateness of clay from the pot. The form, name and function. Therefore what? Tasmat ajatihi ajati paridipakam tad. This itself becomes the revealer of the fact of the creation being not there. Ajati paridipakam. Ajatehe paridipakam, ajati paridipakam. See, one fact is the whole Karika and the Bhashyam repeatedly reconfirms, reinforces the same fact. What is the fact? There is no relationship between the cause and effect. The so-called cause and effect, because the cause and the effect are inseparable. There's no separateness between them. That's all. This is the one thing. When a person talks about the creation, there's a creation. Means, come on, you're talking about the creation. Where has it come from? You must, if you're paying attention to the origination of something, how do you miss the source of its origination? That's what he's asking. Jayamanasya grahita. If you are the observer, if you're observer of the origination, if you're grasper of the origination, why don't you grasp the source of its origination also? If you see the source of its origination, you can see the non-separateness. Got it? One sentence. We have to really repeat this too many times to really get what exactly is revealed. Grahitra tad janakam grahitavyam. When you go and buy jewelry from the shop, and you must see what is it made of. Isn't it? Gold or something fake? Metal. What is the janakam? What is the source of origination? You cannot miss it. Once what he says, we don't pay attention. If you pay attention to what is it made of, what has it originated from, the fact you cannot miss is non-separateness. One, the non-separate anapetattvam. The non-separateness is understood, then you will not say there is a relationship. You can drop that idea non-relationship. The relationship is not there means there is no cause, there is no effect. There is no cause and effect means there is no creation. This is the step, order. Got order now? This is how he presents the order here. There is no creation at all. Why there's no creation at all? Creation of anything at all? Because there's no karanam, there's no karyam, there's no karyam. Therefore, there's no karanam also. Why there's no karanam and karyam? When I see something as an effect, originating from something, then I see what is that from which this is originated, they understand the non-separateness. They understand the non-separateness, the relationship between them becomes negated. I have to say, there is no creation. Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. Got it? All four steps? Okay. There is no creation at all. Step, last step. Ajatihi is satyam. Why there is no ajatihi? Why does ajatihi, why non-creation is real? Because there is no karyam. There is no karanam. Karanam is not there, karyam is not there, therefore there is no creation. Why there is no karanam and karyam? Because there is no relationship between karanam and karyam. Step 1. Why there is no relationship between karanam and karyam? Because there is non-separateness between what is looked upon as cause and the effect. Okay. Why there is non-separateness? Because I carefully pay attention to the source of origination from which something originates. So paying attention to anything which is looked upon as an effect, okay, with its source from where it originates. The source of origination must be paid attention to whenever we pay attention to the origination of something. Once you see this, seeing the source of origination, when you see the origination of something, then we can understand the non-separateness. Non-separate understood, understand the relationship being not there. Relationship is not there means there's no cause, there's no effect. There's no cause, effect means there's no creation. 21st Karika, Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on the Karika makes it very clear. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, isn't it? Okay. 22nd Karika we'll go to now. Different astrams. No, different things Gaurupacharya presents is all for what? Advaitam eva satyam. Advaitam eva satyam. Why? This is the reason. Every karika he presents the reason for saying why advaitam alone is right vision. Advaita darshanam eva satyam. That alone is right vision to prove that. And he not simply saying, use proper reason. Okay. In the 22nd Karika, sir, where really he talks about, very nice Karika. In his 22nd Karika, what he does, if at all there's something is a cause, okay, there must be possibly only three types of causes. In the following 22nd Karika, the first line, he presents, okay, three, possibly there can be only three types of causes. And the second line, he mentions the possibility of three effects. And having said that, he says, there cannot be a fourth type of cause. There are only three types of causes. Possibility. That is only possibility of three types of causes. And he says, and how those causes cannot be the causes. by giving the three types of, mentioning three types of causes, he does not establish the cause. To say there cannot be something called cause at all absolutely, he talks about the possibility of three causes. Be very careful. Oh, Gaudapacharya talks about three types of causes, so cause is real. No. Gaudapadacharya talks about, discusses three types, possibility of three causes to negate, to state that there cannot be such a thing called cause at all. Absolutely. So, but he talks about three types of, possibility of three types of effects to say there cannot be such an effect. This is the problem, isn't it? When you list three types of causes, three types of effect, them is real? No. Just to say there cannot be cause, there cannot be effect, these are the possibility. If we think correctly, isn't it? Nicely crushing the buddhi and you arrive at say something, pinpoint something, it cannot be refuted. Non-refutable fact must be brought out like that. Isn't it? It's all what is called kind of my mantra analysis, analyzing the meanings of the mantras with the grammatical, the root meaning, grammar meaning, context of the sentence, where it is mentioned, how it is mentioned, the connecting this sentence with the other sentence. You have to arrive at the right meaning of the mantras. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 22nd Karika. ఇతశ్చ న జాయతే కించిత్ ఇతశ్చ న జాయతే కించిత్ యత్ జాయం సారీ జాయమానం వస్తు దిస్ ఇస్ సమ్ స్పెల్లింగ్ ప్రింట్ మిస్టేక్ ఇన్ మై బుక్ ఓకే యత్ జాయమానం వస్తు హి సేస్ కించిత్ ఇతః న జాయతే Jayamanam Vastu. Anything which is taken to be an originating thing. Jayamanam Vastu. Anything which is there as an originating thing, actually, na jayate, is not born. A thing which is said to be born, really, is not born. An originating thing actually does not originate at all. Understand? What does it mean? There is no such a thing called creation at all. There is no creation, origination, birth of anything in this world absolutely really. If at all we talk about the birth of something, origination of something, creation of something, it's only relative. Absolutely, there's no way of establishing the birth, the origination, the creation of anything here. Therefore he says, itahacha yat jayamanam vastu nakinchit jayate. Whatever is seen to be born, originating, does not originate at all. Whatever is seen to be born is not born at all. Whatever is seen to be originating does not originate at all. It's only as though. How? See, let us see the Bhashya, the Karika, no? Svato va parato vapi, svato va parato vapi, svato va parato vapi, parato vapi, nakinchid vastu jayate, nakinchid vastu jayate, sadasat, sadasat, sadasadvapi Sadasadvapi. Sat, asat, sat, asat. Twice, okay? Sadasat, sadasadvapi. Sadasad, sadasadvapi. Nakinchid vastu jayate. Nakinchid vastu jayate. Svatova paratovapi. Svatova paratovapi. Nakinchid vastu jayate. Nakinchid vastu jayate. Sadasat sadasadvapi. Sadasat sadasadvapi. Nakinchid vastu jayate. Nakinchid vastu jayate. See, the first line, Gaudapada Acharya talks about the possibility of three causes, three types of causes. To negate such a cause cannot be there. The second line, he talks about the possibility of three effects. To say such an effect cannot be there. Ultimately, to say there cannot be such a thing called cause or the effect at all. Okay. First thing he says, swataha. He says, nakinchit vastu jayate. Let us see the literal meaning of the verse first. Nakinchit vastu jayate. Swataha. See, swataha na kinchit vastu jayate. Sentence number one. What is the first type of cause? The first type of cause, he says, swataha. Swataha na kinchit vastu jayate. The first type of cause, possibly, he says, no given thing can originate from itself. No object, no entity, no given thing can be born out of itself. It's called what? Swataha na jayate. Is it clear now? Let me give you an example here. Swataha na jayate. Any given thing. We cannot say this window is born out of window. Such a thing is not possible, isn't it? Our pot is born out of the pot. Gold is born out of the gold. You can take any one given thing, any given object cannot be born out of itself. Okay? An object cannot be a cause of itself. One thing. Swataha na jayate. So first cause is negated. Possibility of the first cause. Second cause. Parataha va api na jayate. Kinchit na jayate. Kinchit swataha api na jayate. Parataha api na jayate. Parataha means what? No given object, no given thing, no given entity can be born out of anything other than itself. Second thing. No entity, no object, no given thing can be born out of anything other than itself. For example, some other object. A window cannot be born out of door. Pot can be born out of cloth. No given object can originate from any other object other than itself. Parataha. I know what you all want to know. The same question Purupakshi is going to ask. I already study your minds, you see. What you all have in your minds, I can understand. Purupakshi is there waiting with us. He wants to ask the question, what our question before us. We'll wait for him, okay? So second possibility also negated. Know why? How can window be born out of the door? Door be born out of something else? Is it? A tree can be born out of animal. Understand? Like this, one thing, any given object, any given thing cannot originate, cannot be born out of anything other than itself also. It cannot be born out of itself, nor can be born out of something else other than itself. Paratahava api kinchitina jayate, swataha api kinchitina jayate. Swataha from itself, parataha from something else. Understand? Now, okay. Swataha parthahava api. Maybe together one given thing combining itself with something else other than itself together, then can it be born out of itself? Can window come joining with the door? Can be born out of the window? Can window be born out of the window combining itself with the door? Not possible. Okay, these are three possibilities. Okay, there's no fourth possibility. A possibility of three causes. Now, second, now we go to the next one. Sat, nakinchit sadvastu jayate. Sat, asat jayate. See, sat means, please make a note. Sat here, please make a note. The word sat has so many meanings. The sat means truth. Sat means existence. Sat means reality. But here, sat means an existent thing. An already existent effect cannot originate. Sat kinchit na jayate. Okay. Why an already existent thing cannot originate, cannot be born? Because it is already existent. An already existent thing need not originate because it is already existent. Okay. Asat kinchit na jayate. An effect which is non-existent, okay, before its origination, cannot originate, cannot be born because it is non-existent. An already existent effect need not originate because already existent. An already non-existent effect cannot originate because it is non-existent. Now we try. Okay, sat and asat, a existent thing combining itself with a non-existent thing can't originate. What is the question? Existent and non-existent opposed to each other, isn't it? One being not there, combination itself is not possible. Therefore, such an effect also is not possible. Sat and asat together cannot originate. Existent thing and non-existent thing cannot originate. Is it clear? So having said that, this is how the possibility of three types of causes, the possibility of three types of effects, he talks about in his first and second lines. So therefore what? There is no fourth type of cause. There can be fourth type of effect. Therefore what? There is no cause. There is no effect. Having said that, we are going to see how Shankar Bhagavatpada is going to explain here. So swataha va kinchitina jayate. See swataha. I want to get this word. Swataha va kinchitina jayate. Parataha va kinchitina jayate. Swataha na, then combining also cannot be born. So sat also na kinchitna jayate, Asat also kinchitana jagate. He says, okay, now, how do you say three? You only mentioned two, no? Why did you say third? Third is implied. Okay? Now, let us see the Bhashyam. Shankaracharya says, he, Shankar Bhagavatpada, includes the third one, third possibility. Gaudapacharya says, from an exist, okay, he only said first, Swataha Paratahava. But Shankaracharya says, Ubhayataha. Swataha Parataha Ubhayatahava. Sat Asat Sadasadva Na Jayate. What he says, an object, an already existent thing cannot originate from itself. Need not originate from itself. It's already existent. And it already existing cannot originate from something else also. And combining with something else also, it cannot originate. Therefore, such a cause cannot be there. And an already existent thing need not originate. A non-existent thing cannot originate. And combining the existent, non-existent, combining also cannot originate. Therefore, what he says, Nake tasya kenachidapi prakarena janmanna sambhavati. See, looks, sounds like Hebrew. Kenachidapi prakarena, by no means origination, birth, creation happens of such a thing. Who says? Shankaracharya says. Na tavat swayameva aparinishpannat. He says, na tavat swayameva aparinishpannat swataha swarupat swayameva jayate. Now he gives the example here, become much clearer. See, something which is not existent, okay. So aparinishpannat tavat swayame by itself, something by itself cannot originate from itself. Why? If something has to originate, means what? It should not be there already, isn't it? What is already there? Could talk about the origination of it. What is not there only has to originate. Therefore, for example, he gives, ghataha tasmadeva ghatat. A part cannot originate, okay, be born out of the part. Ghatat, ghatat, ghataha na jayate. Understand, if the purpose, the part is not there already. From a non-existent part, the part cannot originate. From already existent part, part need not originate. Already existent. So part cannot originate out of itself. Where has the part come from? The part has come from itself. Can you say that? Where has the part come from? It has come from the part itself. Is it possible to say? No. Swataha na jayate. Then he says, na api parataha. Parataha means what? Anyasmat. Anyasmat anyaha. Definitely, the so-called part cannot originate from something else other than itself. A part cannot originate from itself. Part cannot originate from something else other than itself also. He is going to give an example of pataha. Okay. Pot has originated from window or door? No. That's why I said no object can originate from itself, out of itself, from anything other than itself also. Na api parataha. Parataha means anyasmat, anyaha. He gives the example. Yata ghatat pataha. Can you say, a piece of cloth has originated from the pot. Isn't it? A cloth has the origination of the cloth from the pot. Not possible. Then, patat patantaram. From one piece of cloth, another piece of cloth has originated. Can you say that? From cloth, one piece of cloth, another piece of cloth has originated. You cannot talk about the creation of one piece of cloth from another piece of cloth. Tatha na ubhayataha virodhat. Okay, together, a piece of cloth and a part together from that, no cloth can be born, no part also can be born. Okay, they are completely different objects. He says, yatha ghata patabhyam ghataha pataha va na jayate. Just as from the combination of pot and cloth, pot cannot originate. The combination of pot and cloth, even cloth cannot come. Cloth is not born. So what he says in this, any one given thing cannot be born out of itself, nor can it be born out of something else other than itself, nor can it be born combined with something else also. This is how causes can be. All these three types of, the possibility of these three types of causes are not possible. This is not there. Possibility is not there. Okay. Now the opponent comes. No, I know what Hammafi must be having. I see Bhargavi already thinking this in mind. Opponent comes. I did not say pot will come out of cloth or cloth will come out of pot, but pot can come out of clay. That's what he says. Nanu mrudaha ghataha jayate. This is what Bhargavi was thinking. So he's going to ask this. Mrudaha ghataha jayate. Isn't pot born out of clay? Pituhucha putraha. Isn't son born of the father? And this is, you all feel very sad about one thing, you know. No. He's going to say no. No. Pot is not born out of clay. There's no origination of pot from the clay. But we're experiencing, yes. Who can deny your experience? You keep your experience with you. There's only experience. There's no reality. Isn't son born out of father? No. It's only in your perception. Really speaking, there is no birth of son from the father. There's no birth of pot from the clay. One living thing or non-living thing. He gives both examples. Purupakshi thought he'll get a mark. But Shankaracharya, he gives an answer. Who can deny our experience? Of course, pot is born of clay. That is how we experience. That is why we say clay is cause, pot is effect. Who can deny? Of course, father, son is born. Son is born out of father. We do say that. We can say a baby is born out of mother. We can say that also. It's all our experience. But really speaking, it is just the cognition. It is only a thought. What we see, whatever we're experiencing, whatever is experienced is perception. That even here also, relatively right perception, relatively wrong perception. We're suffering with relatively wrong perception. Isn't it? Everything is perception. Perception is what? Thought, cognition. Whatever we perceive, there's a cognition. What is the cognition? It's the thought. And the thought expressed is what? Word. Understand? Now, if you have to take this part, what is this part? Okay, part is a word expression. Word expression of what? For a word to be there, there must be cognition already. Word part is a non-substantial word and denoting a non-substantial form, okay, which is expression of the thought, cognition. That is what is the part. So what about the sun? Sun also is like that, because if you take the word sun, let me take first, before coming to the sun, let us take the word tree. We said there's a tree. Tree, okay, tree is born out of the seed, we say. What is this tree? Tree is a name given to many parts put together. We separate every part, tree will disappear. Where is the tree? Remove the trunk. There's a word for trunk. Okay, then? Trunk, remove it. Root, remove it. Branches, remove it. Leaves, remove it. Flowers, remove. Fruits, remove. Where is the tree? Many parts put together is the tree. Take a flower. Which is a flower? Where is the flower? Petal, stamen, is it? Stalk, filament. Finished. Flower disappeared. Everything is many components put together, many constituents together, many parts together. Every object can be reduced to, everything here can be reduced to something else. What is sun? Who is putraha or putri? Oh, putri, yes, we include. Putraha or putri, son or daughter. The body. What is body here? Head, hands, legs, shanks, thighs, feet, toes, fingers, nails, all organs inside, heart, lungs, kidneys, or tissues, muscles, nerves, blood vessels, bone marrow, cells, protoplasm. If you analyze, this is another way of, this is intellectual, this is different type of isn't it? You see, there's no sun. You can't establish the effect. This is what is has come from it. If we analyze, first take the clay and the pot. We say first, already explained, I'm again repeating, I'm explaining. The previous karika we've already seen. We say pot has originated from the clay, what Purupakshi says. Then you have to say, the pot has originated from the clay, when you say, is the clay separate from the pot? Can pot exist independently without the clay? No. There's non-separateness. If the clay is separated, the clay is separated from the pot, will there be pot? No. Understand? Therefore, it is not possible to talk about the origination of the pot from the clay. So, when you say from the clay pot originated, pot and clay are two different expressions, two different words implying the only substance. Pot, the substance of the word pot, substance of the word clay is only one only. There is no substance called pot. The clay is a substance. The word part is a non-substantial word. Therefore, the form also is non-substantial. The purpose also non-substantial. Understand? There's a non-substantial form, name and function is part. The substance is only one clay. There's no distance. There's no separateness, separability. Therefore, when one thing alone appears to be different, okay, that appearance is mithya. That's why we say, with reference to clay part, we say clay is satyam, the form and function is mithya. With reference to, but finally we'll say everything is mithya, everything is mithya. Brahma alone is satyam, we have to say. So relatively I'm saying. Shastram says every offspring born out of mother, not born out of mother, through the mother. Okay? Every offspring born through the mother, we say, and then the physical body is born out of mother's body, is only the same substance. Substance is there. Whatever body, mother's, father's body, whatever substance of the mother, father's body is the same substance. Therefore, it's only extension. Child is what? Any offspring is an extension of the parental form. Extension of the parental form is an offspring. Parental body extended is what? A child's body. Baby's body. Therefore what? What is implied here is substance is always one and the same. Substance is always one and the same. Extension can be of any number. There cannot be increase or decrease of the substance. The 1D substance cannot be increased, cannot be decreased. What was, is, will ever be. The forms can be different, many, with life, without life. When something is, when a pot is made out of clay, it cannot have anything extra more than the clay. That's why Purnamadaha Purnamidam. What was there is now. What is now will ever be. Adaha Purnam Idam Purnam. There's no addition or reduction of anything here. Got it what I'm saying? Therefore, now let us go back to the previous class lesson. Previous Karika's lesson, anything born out of something, whenever we talk about the birth of something from something, we should know what is that from which it is born out of. If we see that from which it is born out of is non-separate from the source. Immediately when you see the non-separateness, non-distance, you see there are no two. Two things are not there. The two are not there. We cannot talk about the relationship. The relationship is not there means there is no cause, there is no effect. There is no cause and effect means there is no creation, there is no birth. The five elements in mother, father's body, isn't it? The elementals alone are here again. The elementals. Child's body is what? Extension of the elemental form. Substantially, there's no difference. Substantial non-difference is, okay, brought to light by Gaudapada Acharya. substantial non-difference between clay and pot, substantial non-difference between father and son. One living thing, one non-living thing. Both examples are given. So substantial non-difference implies inseparability, non-separateness. The non-separateness being there, inseparability being there, number does not become different. There's no number. 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. 1 plus 2 is equal to 1. 1 plus 100 is equal to 1. Why? Any number you add, mithya, 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 mithya. One satyam. In fact, I should go back to Purnamada Purnamidam. Isn't it? It's a big, beautiful teaching. That's what is given differently here. When this non-separateness, how can you talk about the second thing is not there? Non-separateness implies second thing being not there. Second thing being not there implies what? The relationship. Relationship is negated means you can't talk about cause and effect. Cause and effect cannot be established. If cause and effect cannot be established means there's no creation. Therefore, ajatihi vasatyam advaitame vasatyam. Got it? Therefore, he says, satyam asti jayate iti. Shankaracharya says, of course, this is, in experientially, we do not deny the birth of a son or origination of part from the clay. We do not deny it. Asti, satyam. But here, jayate iti, what is said to be born, isn't it? Born. What is it, what? She says, Shankaracharya says, look at this, pratyayaha. Pratyayaha means, when you say something is born, means the part is only in your cognition, the perception. Part is just a thought. The form, name and function is just the thought. And pratyaha alone becomes what? Shabdaha. Cognition, perception, obtaining in him of a thought, expressed is a word, shabdaha. Part is an expression, a word, it's an expression of the cognition in the form of a thought. I tell you again, part is just a word, expression of the cognition in the form of a thought. Really, there is no pot. For whom it is satyam, mudhanam, it is satyam. Only deluded people who do not have the discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real, only for them, any object is what seen as real. Satyam iti jai. Satyam iti. Satyam iti jai. Satyam iti means what? It appears to be real for the deluded people. Really speaking, it is not real. That is why you need real strength to live in such sitting time. Mandukya Upanishad class. Otherwise, people will get really, it's not easy to handle. This is a different type of postmortem. Okay. Tau eva shabda pratyayo. Taveva shabda pratyayo. Any object which you say is what now? Just the cognition and an expression of the cognition. Name of a word. Pratya shabda pratya. Word and the thought. Vivekibihi pariksh. appreciated when they are analyzed by people of discriminative understanding. Kim satyam eva utamrisha? Is it true or not? Is it real or not? When they are analyzed, parikshyete, when the thought is analyzed, when the word is analyzed, whether it is real or not, yavata parikshamane shabda pratya vishayam vastu shabda matrameva tat. It is just a non-substantial word for, okay, only. We'll explain tomorrow. I think better to stop here. That is why it's always recommended. In Vedanta, we must have Pramana Buddhi. We must accept it as Pramanam. Come and sit in the class and listen. The Pramana Buddhi must be there, reverence must be there. Then listening is okay. When the doubts come, the teacher has the responsibility to clarify the doubts. For argument's sake, for proving one's to be intellectual, people come and listen. Then there's no answers. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.